This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So around this time in the service, the priest would offer you all some sort of making sense of what we just heard. But I'm not going to do that today. No, just kidding. What we heard today, it'll be very short because there are a lot of other things. I feel like the whole service is a sermon if we think about what we're doing today. And so when we hear this gospel reading, we have to remember that in that time and place, for the Jewish people to choose to follow a man believed to be the Messiah that the leaders of the church said was not, would have been a blaspheme. So yes, they would have been choosing between their biological families and this new family they were choosing to be a part of as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And this is a point that Jesus is making. And what we'll discover later, which is a hard truth to understand, John the Baptist, who paved the way for Jesus to come into the world, was killed. Jesus will be crucified. And over the next decades, all of the original apostles will also be killed. So the sacrifice that they were making to follow Jesus was quite large. And that is the point that Jesus is trying to make to them at that day and time. We are lucky as citizens of a country where we are allowed to worship as we wish, where we are allowed to follow Jesus Christ. In that time and place, it would not have been so easy. So Jesus is telling them, yes, who are my mother and my brothers and my sisters? And while it sounds harsh, they're outside. They're trying to talk me into an undoing to stop what I'm doing because they're worried. They are worried about his safety because they know that the leaders of the day are getting more and more riled up. And what mother would not want to save their child knowing what is about to happen? So yes, the family is out there and they're like, Jesus, just tone it down a bit, right? Tone it down a bit. Just come on, let's go get something to eat. We'll just calm down. We'll let them settle down and you can continue on your ministry. And Jesus uses the opportunity to say, friends, those of you who are gathered here today, if you choose to follow me, your family will change. Some of your family will come and join you. Some of your family will say you're crazy. This is your new family. We are all united as brothers and sisters and mothers and daughters and sons and fathers. And for those of you from the South, second and third and fourth and fifth cousins, we are all united in this body that we call Jesus Christ. And so when we unite together on a Sunday morning worship, that is one other way that we are acknowledging that in this room, at this moment, we are all brothers and sisters of this follower, of this man, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that regardless of what the world may tell us outside, we know that there is truth in what we hear and learn here. But Jesus is also telling them, you all, this crowd sitting here, these are my mothers and brothers and sisters. But he doesn't let them off the hook. He doesn't say it, but underneath that he says, so who are you going to invite? Who are you going to invite into this family? We all need to belong. I had this conversation with someone a while ago, but I believe as an adult, we do get to decide who our family is. Some of us may have grown up in destructive family households. Some of us may have grown up in a household where we can't even imagine how much love was even possible to give. But as we come into adulthood, we do get to decide who are those people that will be a part of our family. And Jesus said, it is in me that we are all related. But that also means it's just like our biological families or adopted families, we don't get to decide who our brothers and sisters are. But we do get to be united under this banner of love. Amen.